Hello, welcome to the half-backed podcast head of NRL Round 1, Part 2 of Round 1, that is being a split round to start the 2024 season. I am your host, Tim Williams. We currently have a 100% record of returning profits in 2024. There has not been an episode this year that hasn't ended in the green. Of course, we've only recorded one episode, but we're off to a good start. Speaking of green machines, former Raiders halfback Sam Williams. Sam, welcome back.
Hello, Tim. Yes, we started all right. It was 1 week. It wasn't anything massive. We made a tiny profit, but we are heading in the right direction. There's every chance that we go backwards this week, but that's not the plan of attack.
Yeah, at the risk of getting in trouble with those pencil pushers in Canberra, we've got a 100% return record this year, so I'm sure that can't get us in trouble at all. Mate, Jimmy...
Don't bring Canberra into this, mate.
Is that where the pencil pushers are that regulate the gambling? Surely.
I don't know. The pencil pushers in Cronulla, you don't talk negatively about our nation's capital.
I'm a keyboard puncher, not a pencil pusher.
There you are.
Jimmy Hughes, I mentioned on last week's show, had a very recent baby. Jimmy is a father for the first time. So his return to the podcast date is next week. We could have the big fella back on board for the season. For those new to the show, I did touch on last week, but of course, we are here to find a few winners along the way. But it's more than just punning. The idea is to get into the mind of Sammy Williams, who has one of the best footy brains that I've ever spoken to in my life, and getting inside the technical side of rugby league and explaining why things happen. We've got three views on this podcast, an NRL player, a data analyst, and a journalist. So we're going to see who reigns supreme at the end of the season. We'll be having our ROIs, our profit losses for the season to keep us all accountable, adding a leaderboard to the show each week. On today's show, we'll be recapping last week's results, dropping a lock value and Hail Mary plays for the weekend ahead. We're also dropping a moral of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy. We're off to a good start with that, with one of Sam's plays last week. To recap last week's results, Sam, one of the safest bets you can just about ever go with, your lock of the week, Alex Johnston, anytime tried, $1.95. He's also your play for the top try score for the season, about 6 or 7, off to a good start there.
Yeah, it was. The one thing I felt with Alex Johnston, I know we're talking about Jack White in a little bit too. Some people mentioned Jacko and, you know, that he doesn't like to pass, but Jacko runs such a tight line and he's got a good set of soft hands on him. When you're comparing a 5/8 to a centre, he'll be fine, Jacko. He runs that really good tight line. It makes the winger turn in on him. That's going to allow that outside room. You've just got to commit so hard to Jacko. So for those out there that are worried about Jacko passing, don't be worried about it. I'm not saying he's going to get it right every time, but the line that he runs and his hands, he'll be fine. So, yeah, it was good to see AJ get that try. And also on the back of that, it was good to be able to shop around and find some value. I think I found a little bit more value there outside of some of the bookies we've been using, and that allowed us to make a profit. So it really is going to make a big difference. There's one I've got today that made a real good difference having to shop around as well. So, yeah, good start.
Yeah, it is very handy. And on that left edge at the Bunnies, talking about Jack White and anyone with any concerns around his passing and whatnot, if you've ever seen the Bunnies and basically any NRL team ever, it's Cody sliding at the back and either Cody cuts out his centre or Latrell cuts out his centre. So when Jacko's running that hard line, the defenders are going to tie in. There's going to be the space for AJ on the edge. That is how the Bunnies stack as good as anyone.
I think it's just a case of some people don't like Jack White and all the way he plays, so you have a dig at him. But I don't see how Jacko can have any negative effect on that left edge at the Bunnies.
Yeah, they've come to the wrong place if they want to have a crack at Jack White and with this podcast. Your next two, Sambo, not as good. Tommy Turbo to score at $2.55. He came so close, within an absolute whisker. The video ref for the first time in his life took one look at it and didn't have another crack. I thought he could have got it down. Anyway, it wasn't to be. You did mention last week you were bullish about Manly this season. They were tied into a few of your plays. They're the ones, Sam, on one small sample size of them. I was keen on them as well, that I think they're going to be the early season punting value for those 4 to 6 weeks. I reckon they've got a relatively tough draw, but there's going to be a lot of points in them. I think value-wise punting before the bookies get up to speed with how good this side are, I think they are, I think there could be a lot of value in their players early on.
I agree. I said a number of times, I think with that spine there, that the amount of points with it that are in this side is going to be really, really good. And I think they'll blow some teams away, because one thing Manly can do is when they get their nose in front, they can go on with it. DCE, when he gets in that mood, he's unbelievable. Turbo, Brooks, I think that they can put some big score lines on if they stay fit. I am a massive fan of Olakau'atu as well. I just think that last year he just came on so far. His defence and his work rate, along with what he could do with the footy, what a great player. I think he'll definitely wear the blue jersey this year. So a lot to be said for Manly.
Yeah, absolutely. And they, you know, got that tag of flat track bullies, Manly, in recent years. And we love a flat track bully on this podcast, because if they're going to pile the points on, punting value everywhere. Your last one, mate, was Ezra Mam. Was a bit of a roughie there at $3.80 anytime try score. No good there. But it did put you in the green for the week. I had as my lock of the week the Roosters versus the Broncos under 39.5 total points at $1.90. Got a tick there. And then I had Jackson Borlo, anytime tries, got $2.70. Unfortunately, didn't get over the line. Just the two plays there. We had a bunch of values and, future plays last week. We'll be a bit more regimented in our lock value Hail Marys from this week. So the leaderboard sits at, I am plus $13. You are plus $6.50. So off to a strong start there. And I'll be surprised if I relinquish that lead this season. Whoever you are betting with, remember to do so responsibly. 18 plus only, of course. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Sam, how we work with our players, just for anyone new to the potty, we basically have $100 to play with each week. We put 70% of that tally, of that total, I should say, towards our lock bet, 20% of it towards our value, and 10% of it towards our Hail Mary play of the week. You can kick us off with your Brian Bevan lock of the week. I forgot to mention as well, we didn't specifically do it last week, although we did touch on it. We will go through Sam's tips for the upcoming round at the end of every episode. Brian Bevan, lock of the week. Brian Bevan, for those new to the potty, who is he? Why have we named the lock of the week after him?
Who is he? He's the greatest try scorer the rugby league's ever seen. I think Brian scored over 700 tries back in, was it the 50s and the 60s or thereabouts, playing in Australia and England. He went over there and just absolutely dominated. Brian Bevan, yeah, what a man. What a man. And if you go on and have a look at Brian Bevan, he's probably the complete opposite to some of the wingers these days. Very unassuming was Brian, but one hell of a finisher.
Brian Bevan made Alex Johnston and Ken Irvine, some of the best try scorers of all time, look like Alex Twoll. That is how good Brian Bevan was. Sam, your Brian Bevan lock of the week, 70% of your play.
Yeah, okay, so this is a good one. I spoke about shopping and finding value. Yeah, well, it's more of the bet is a good one, but the odds are an even better one. Top Sport are giving $1.94 for Dallin Watene Zalesniak to score a try. Now, that's nearly 20 cents higher than in other places. So I had a bit of a look. I like Dallin. I think that there's no doubt that right edge, and he's scoring last year, but nearly getting even money to score against the left edge of the Sharks that I think can be vulnerable at times. And the Warriors' right edge and the way that Sean Johnson creates space on the outside by tying up the inside runners, I think that there's going to be room there once again for Dallin. So you're getting nearly $2. It was a bit like Alex Johnson last week. I had a bit of a look around at a few different plays, but the one thing that stood out there was getting a real good price about Dallin. So $1.94 with Top Sport for DWZ to score a try.
Tying into that as well, Sam, on that Sharks left edge, that we remember last year it was very, very shoddy defensively for a few reasons. Teague Wilton struggled there defensively. I think Teague is a really, really promising footballer with a great future. Awesome attacker, just working on a few parts of his defensive game, but also alongside Matty Moylan, who struggled there before being dropped later in the year. But Teague Wilton does come back in after a lengthy injury layoff, so there is going to be opportunities there. We know the Warriors are going to pepper at that edge. My lock of the week is also a right winger. I've gone with Kyle Felt, anytime try scorer, $2 with Sportsbet. A few reasons for that. Actually, you know what? One reason for that. Scott Drinkwater is arguably the best ball-playing fullback in the NRL. He's an absolute joy to watch. His left-to-right passing game in particular, they'll be going at a rookie in Jack Bostock on that left edge, obviously Kyle Felt on the right edge. Felt one of the better finishers in the game getting on, but still knows how to find that line. So I'm all in on Kyle Felt. He had a field day, could have had about 7 tries in the Cowboys' last trial game. So Drinky, a lofted pass to Felt. He could have a hat-trick there as well. Don't know what that's paying. Sam, your value player of the week, mate, 20% of the bet.
Yeah, my value this week, I've gone with, I think, Tuala on the right-hand side for the Newcastle Knights. I do believe that Albert Hopewade will see a bit of traffic. I think on the outside of him, depending on who plays there and how they work things with Kotrick and Savage. But I still believe that you're going to go at Hopper. He hasn't played a lot of centre. But I really do think that, on the outside of Ponga, and you're getting a little bit of value there on in the outside of him. Now, I think that the Raiders in this market have stayed out of it in terms of having a bet. I think they're getting massive value for a side that went within a whisker of defeating the Knights on their home turf last year. First up, I think there'll be a little bit of rust for both sides. I mean, I have this game a lot closer than what the market has it, but I think in terms of scoring a try, I like Tuala. I like the Warriors head-to-head with Cronulla. The way they finished that season last year, the Warriors, they're playing at home. There's just so much upside for this Warriors side, and I think they're going to be very hard to beat off the bat at home. And then finally, it's no great surprise, but you're getting $1.90 about Olofiana Khan-Pereira to score a try as well. I just reckon that $1.90 about him, we know how well he can finish a try. And the main man there that is Kieran Foran. Now, I know Dave Fifita is not playing, which holds up a few runners at times, but I still think that your man there is still going to be Kieran Foran. I think there'll be points in the game, and $1.90 is really good value. So Tuala to score, the Warriors to win, and Lofiana Khan-Pereira to score, you're getting $5.25 for my value play.
Khan Pereira, an absolute favourite on this podcast. I've got him tied into one of my plays later as well because I thought the value around him was fantastic. And just on that, Sam, as well, it's not going to be holding up players like David Fifita does, but both firm or back from injury running off Kieran Foran. He runs one of the best lines in the game for back row, so he's going to do a damn good job at that as well. He runs a harder line than David Fifita, just obviously not as destructive there. My value play of the week, 20% of the bet. I've gone with Helam Lukey, anytime try scorer, at $4.10 on Sportsbet. Looking at the way the Dolphins halves lined up in their last trial game, it was the same halves. He'll be running at Cody Nikorima, who I love. Cody as a footballer, but defending in the front line, geez, a small body. I think he's going to get targeted all game. And Lukey, I think, is potentially origin bound this year. He might need an injury or two, but one of the brightest young talents in our game. Again, a bloke who runs a great line. He's destructive. So $4.10 on Sportsbet for Lukey to get over the top of Nikorima. I think that's a nice little play there. Sam, you're Steve Jackson. Hail Mary of the week, 10% of the bet. Who is Steve Jackson for those who do not know?
Steve Jackson, what an absolute Raiders legend. Try scorer in the 1989 grand final. Jacko wasn't even playing the morning of the game. He ended up sitting on the bench and getting on and scoring the match winner, carrying about 5 blokes over the line. Great person, Steve Jackson. I'd love to have got a bit about him to score any time in the 1989 grand final. Would have got a huge price. Honestly, write your own ticket for Jacko to score, but it was an absolute ripper. Go back and have a look. Good on you, Jacko. Anyway, Steve Jackson, Hail Mary. I think that the Eels are too good for the Dogs, but I think Matt Burton scores a try. See, that's where a bit of your value comes. Eels to win, Burton to score a try, and the left winger for the Eels, we believe Simonson probably there. Parramatta Tragic, you might be able to help us out and give us more clarity, but Simonson score a try on the left-hand side. If it's not Simonson there, I want Russell, but they're both paying the exact same thing at $2.10, so it won't change your bet. Just find out who's playing on the left and confirm that before you lock it in. So Eels win, Matt Burton to score, and then the left wing either Russell or Simonson for $20.64. That's with points bet. You're getting a lot better price there than where you were elsewhere. So jump onto points bet if you are looking for that value.
Yeah, so obviously Michael Sivo suspended, so Simonson is shifting to the wing. So we think he'll go to that left wing, but obviously somewhat of a guessing game. We have the SC Playbook subscriber WhatsApp group. In that WhatsApp group, We have a punters thread. Myself, Jimmy, Sam, any additional players we find across the weekend, we will plug in there. Also a good one for ones like this where, you know, if there is any word that Simonson is going to play on the right wing and we want it to be Russell, we can plug that in there, which we will do on confirmation. But we do think Simonson will be on that left wing.
Just on that, Tim, like you've got Stephen Crichton playing. He's probably, arguably the best defensive center in the game on the left. I think Matt Burton's got really good contact, and I think he's a good defender. You're going to go at that new look right edge of the Dogs. I think that the Eels left edge, we've seen it over the last few years. That's unbelievable, the amount of tries that they've scored. I really think that it's a good play. If you want to play around that left edge, there's a little bit of value. Sean Lane's there, Gutherson through the line there. There's a number of ways you can play this, but I think if you're looking for a bet, the left edge of the Parramatta Eels, that's where I'll be playing.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Eels left edge, same game, Moldy, lock and load. My Steve Jacko Jackson, Hail Mary of the week, 10% of the bet. I've gone to a same game multi in the Tigers. Titans versus Dragons clash. I'm taking the over 42.5 points in that one. Hopefully they flow there. If the Titans can click, there could be a stack. Tyrell Sloan, I have very big question marks over his ability to last in the NRL week in, week out. Not an overly well-rounded game, but what we do know is he is absolutely flush with speed, one of the most electric attackers in the game. You can get him at around about $3, even $3.20 in some areas, just to score. So I've got Sloan to score, that man, Khan Pereira, to score a try for all the reasons, Sam, you mentioned before, and to add the extra value to that, Brian Kelly on that left edge to also score a try at $22. So hopefully the points flow on the Gold Coast and $22 for that price. Sam, our moral of the week.
What have we gone with?
We haven't got a name yet, but to touch on that.
Oh,
no. We're still, not the most creative bunch in the world, let's be fair. So still working on one.
So we're still sticking with the Aaron Gorrell moral at the moment?
It's the Aaron Gorrell moral as it stands. And this concept is we want to get this to $1,000. So basically, we roll over the winnings each week. We go with basically the safest bet we can find each week, which I'll throw a cat amongst the pigeons very shortly with that one because I don't know if it's an absolute moral, but it will kick us off pretty well if it does. We roll the bet over and our kitty each week, and we want to get to $1,000, in which case we're going to donate $1,000 to a bush footy club. We'll work out which club that'll be once we get there. Sam, last week you had Manly at $1.52 giving away the 7.5 star against the Rabbitohs. That absolutely bolted in for you.
Yeah, if it wasn't the Aaron Gorrell moral, I probably would have just taken the $2.20 or whatever that was on offer, but I wasn't prepared to do that. But with a 7.5 start, first up of the year, God, write your own ticket. Glad to get that off the back. It's one of those ones where you actually don't want to be betting in this one. You just want to sit out and just... Yep. You know, the back of your mind sort of going, geez, nice for Tim to bugger this straight off the bat. But I also hope the money can get out there to the bush as well. So anyway, it's a win-win, isn't it?
It is a win-win. And I don't know how happy you'll be with my one, but I have gone to the Storm versus Panthers game. I have actually had this as my lock at one point, but I thought I'd spread the funds around. Under 37.5 total points at $1.90 with Betr. Most bookies are offering 36.5 as the overs-unders line, but 37.5 with Betr, our old mates there. Both sides conceded 25 and 28 points in their respective round one games last season. Most of their first three round games were comfortably under that 37.5 last year. Two of the better defensive sides in the competition. Attack's probably going to be a little bit clunky. Cam Munster's in a bit of doubt there as well. Down in Melbourne, Sam, I think this will be a slugfest. And yet $1.90. So we're rolling over the $152 kitty onto that $1.90 pot. Are you with me or are you against me? I hope you're with me because it's meant to be immoral.
Interesting, Tim. You don't think that this Panther side come out and absolutely put a clinic on?
I don't.
Okay.
When this kid is flying next week, we'll be all right.
Now, the moral is it's a high moral that you're taking nearly $2 about a moral.
That's why I said it's almost going to be my lock. I think it's a great bet.
Okay. Munster out potentially, or is he? What's the update there on the ground floor and the journalists out there?
He's been named, mate. Still in a bit of doubt, but expected to play. So watch this space. We'll be right.
Yeah, okay. Stay with me. What about Tyron Wishart, Welsh, Chris Lewis, Alec McDonald off the bench for Melbourne? Any concerns about the Panthers blowing it away at some point in the back end of the halves?
I think the Panthers, after a big trip to the UK, I think they'll be slow. They started slow last year. Do you want a tweak of this? Would you like a tweak?
Any concerns about Ryan Pappenhausen turning it on and scoring a few points?
No, Pappy's coming back from a lengthy injury layoff against the best defensive team in the competition. There's no concerns. It wouldn't be my moral if it wasn't.
Okay, all right. Well, it's your moral. I'm just asking the question for the punters, because at the end of the day, it's not your money we're playing with. We're playing with the bush footy money. So,
all right. I can see the skepticism in your voice, Sam. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go also on better, the total points market. I can increase it and I can take under 41.5 at $1.51. Shore it up.
No, listen, this is your bet. If it's an absolute Aaron Gorham moral, then I don't want to hear you going backtracking. That's your bet. The thing is, when there's a lot of listeners, I'm just asking the questions for the punters because we don't want someone going in and then you getting it wrong because it's your so-called moral. I'm just asking the questions. So are you confident or you're not?
I was, but now I'm doing it. I'm altering it. I'm altering it to under 41.5 total points. What?
I knew you never had any backbone, and that has just confirmed it. You've just gone in, you've had a whole week to look at the moral, and you've gone backtracked.
Well, this is a team bet, not a unique bet. Like, it sounds like a unique bet, but as you said, we're doing this for country footy. We're doing this for the Halfback podcast, and if you're not happy with it, well, I need to tweak it.
No, it's not my bet, but if you can get a good value and nearly $2 about a moral, God, you've got to take that, don't you?
My bet this week, Aaron Gorrell, moral of the week, Storm versus Panthers, under 41.5 total points at $1.51.
Soft as butter, honestly.
Well, if the Storm...
You're a cat.
If there's 40.5 total points, we'll reassess that question, mate, that statement. Let's get into it.
The Timmy Williams cat bet of the week.
How long has this podcast got left? Let's get into our plays of the week. We will start with tonight's game, the Raiders and the Knights. Sam, up in Newcastle, head-to-head, the Knights are $1.38, the Raiders are $3.10. You sort of touched on it before, and I'm with you. If this was round 5 or 6, I'd be all over the Knights. Round 1, though, fresh, ready to go. Do you think that's all right? Who's your tip head-to-head?
I think the Knights have the crux of a really good side. But I don't have them as hot favourites in this game. If I was having a play in it, it's the Raiders giving away 7.5 start. First up, I think that they're the sort of side. You look at the Raiders pack, and it's still a very, very good pack. I think that Zach Hosking's going to be really good for them. Elliot Whitehead out. Defensively, they're going to miss Smell quite a bit there. But I think that Hosking, it gives him an opportunity. The Raiders pack, and we all know that forwards win games, backs by how much, but I think that the Raiders pack is really going to do a job on the Knights. It's whether or not they can hold those points of the likes of Ponga and the halves. You know, I know there's points around them, but I just reckon the Raiders giving away 7.5, you can nearly get $2 about that. That's the play for me.
Yeah, very nice. Knights tip for me, but I'm with you. I like that 7.5 start. Warriors versus Sharks. You've mentioned you tipped the Warriors in that one. Let's go to that absolute cracking start to the season. Melbourne versus Penrith, down in Melbourne. Melbourne have won something, haven't lost since something like 2002 in round one, which is remarkable. Melbourne $2.50, Panthers $1.53. Who's your tip? Based on that absolute explosion before, I feel as though you might be leaning towards Penrith, mate.
I actually left this game out because I've got no idea how this plays out. Look, as I said, the Panthers could come back with a real bee in their bonnet about losing the World Club Challenge. I don't think that that's a deciding factor in it. I just don't know. I really don't know how this all plays out. The Storm at home, a Friday night down in Melbourne, if there's a bit of dew there, it's certainly both sides know how to play in the dew. The Panthers know how to grind a game in the dew, but I don't know how it plays out. Look, I'm not going to tip against the Panthers until I see enough from other sides. I still think that they're a side to beat. So the $1.60 about Penrith is probably where I'm leaning at the moment, but there's a reason why I stayed out of this game.
Yeah, Penrith for me as well, but should be an absolute cracker, and that is a formidable round one record for the Storm. Parramatta and the Doggies. You've mentioned you tip Parramatta there by the sounds of it. What about the 7.5 line?
God, I think I'm leaning towards the Eels covering it. I'm not so. I need to see something from the Dogs before I can lean into them. I know there's been a bit of talk about them. They've got a couple of new players, but until I see it, I can't tip them. And I think for the Eels, I think they were really disappointing last year, not making the eight. I know they had a fair bit go wrong with them, but they're another side that when they're on, they are on. And I think Mitch Moses, once again, it's another big year for him. But I think that the Eels, I'll be giving the line away for the Eels.
Very good. Moving on to the Gold Coast Titans, St. George Illawarra Dragons. Titans $1.47 favourites, Dragons $2.70, who were really impressive in their second trial. Who's your tip here?
Yeah, if you go shopping, you can get $1.50 for the Titans, and I think that's the play for me. Desi Hasler up there, they will come out steaming. I know that Dragons got a new coach as well, but I think that the Gold Coast side have a little bit more cover in some of their key positions at the moment, and I think that at home they'll be too good for the Dragons.
Titans for me as well, and also tipping Parramatta. Dolphins versus Cowboys to round out round one. This should be a good game as well. If nothing else, should be exciting with hopefully the points flowing. Dolphins big outsides at $2.50. Cowboys $1.53. This is at Suncorp Stadium.
It's one of those ones. Once again, I stayed out of this one because there's enough to suggest the Cowboys can be a top four team when they get going. But the Dolphins started last season really, really well and were really caused some headaches for some sides early on in the season. So I stayed out of it. I don't know exactly what's sort of where to have the Cowboys right now. I want to see them put some of their real dominant games together. I think that they've got a side there that can do anything. I do like the Cowboys. I'm not so sure that the Dolphins throughout the season are going to be able to maintain enough to be in the eight. I don't think there's enough quality there for them. But in terms of a round one head-to-head at Redcliffe or Brisbane, wherever it's been played, I just couldn't stay. I couldn't have a punt in it. If I had to lean towards something, I'd probably take you nearly get $1.50 about the Cowboys. So I'm backing the Cowboys to have their very best, but I won't be putting a dollar on the game.
Yeah, I think there's great try-scoring betting opportunities in it. There could be plenty of points in a dry game in Queensland too. Decent attacking sides. Well, certainly the Cowboys. I think Cowboys in for a massive year. The head-to-head round one makes it tough, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys in that one. Sam, that'll wrap it up for the Half-Backed podcast for round one of the season. Thank you, mate.
Very enjoyable, a bit of dribble going on, but it's always enjoyable. Keep interacting with us. We do love it. It's been a really good start, and away we go.
Absolutely, mate. Hopefully keep that record of profits going 2 episodes into the season. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy the weekend of footy.